A federal judge this week ruled against convenience store owners in their lawsuit challenging the state's ban on cold beer sales by non-liquor stores. In a statement, Attorney General Greg Zeller noted that the proper place for debating the issue is the legislature. LaPorte Republican Tom Dermody is the chair of the House Public Policy Committee, which typically hears alcohol regulation bills. Dermody says he plans to take time this summer to meet with groups on both sides of the issue, but he's non-committal.
It would not be very smart to say, hey, today on June 16th, June 17th, we're going to start and commit to looking at these issues or trying to pass a bill in the next session.
Lafayette Republican Ron Alting, who chairs the Senate Public Policy Committee, says changing Indiana's policy on cold beer sales would be a major shift that he doesn't think the legislature is willing to make. But he says that isn't the case for all alcohol issues.
I don't think it's a huge policy change to evaluate and look at a Sunday sales in supermarkets, which is a big day, you know, something of that nature. But I think the expansion of cold beers is enormous.
Alting says he could foresee the legislature allowing Sunday alcohol sales sometime in the future, but that it won't necessarily happen next session. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.